This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I will praise your in the morning, to the sunset in the evening. I will praise you, I will praise you. When I'm drowning underwater, in the deepest, darkest ocean, I will praise you. I will praise you.
And the fifth gift that I would like to mention is a global family. Islam has given me a global family, a sisterhood and a brotherhood like I've never experienced. And that is, and that's not an exaggeration. I mean, when I was 16 years old, I took a backpack and I went to Jerusalem. Okay, I went to Egypt first, then I went to Jerusalem. And in both of those places and in many, many countries that I've visited since, I can turn up with a backpack and if I meet a Muslim family there, I've got accommodation, I've got a family who will embrace me, and I've got people who will instantly connect with me and consider me their sister. That sounds amazing, but it's actually true, and I've experienced it firsthand. I know confidently I can turn up to any country in the world, and if I meet my fellow Muslims there, because of the fact that Islam has put into place a brotherhood and a sisterhood and a sense of rights and responsibilities towards each other, I have that kind of global family there. Even though we might be strangers, we instantly connect. And it's helped me to have healthy relationships with women. And I'll just give you one example. One of my friends, who her name is Lauren, we were sitting in a wedding together one day, and you know, we were not dressed like this. You know, we were dressed. It was the women's only section, so we were all dressed up. We had makeup. We had our hair done. You know, everyone looked very, very glamorous. And we looked around at the room, and she said to me, and she was a new Muslim. She said, "You know, I've never experienced sisterhood the way I experienced it when I became a Muslim. I never had that relationship with women that I have now." Because she said the gatherings that she used to be in were usually mixed and there was a lot of alcohol, you know, flowing. And she said, I consider it to have been a toxic environment, because she said my husband would be over there talking to a lady and I would be over here. And even though people don't say it, there was secretly attention in the room. You know, I was constantly keeping an eye on my husband. You know, who's he flirting with? And he was constantly keeping an eye on me. And that environment of competition, she said, it prevented me from having a really honest, close love towards other women. And it was her perspective that now that she was a Muslim, for the first time, because that sort of sense of competition was removed, she, for the first time, felt she could connect with other women in a unique way. So those are just some of the gifts. I could mention so many more. I just highlighted five gifts that Islam gives to women. And so I would like to encourage you today, and I'm sure you're going to hear lots of other talks that elaborate on maybe some of the things I've said. I would encourage you to look into this way of life that so many women are choosing, so many of us who, some of us or many of us who grew up in families that were not religious, but we discovered Islam later, we looked into Islam, and we chose it of our free will, our choosing. You know, I would encourage you to look into Islam properly, not through websites and not through, you know, people who are spreading misinformation about Islam, but by connecting with real Muslims around you and look into the life of the Prophet Muhammad and his message and how his message actually explains to us who Jesus really was, who Moses really was, and who these great people of our past really were and what their true message was. Because if you do so, I think you will find that through Islam, you could live a life that satisfies that yearning that's in your heart, that yearning to connect with God, that desire to live a life that matters, that desire to live a life beyond your own life, that has significance beyond yourself. And with that, I will leave you. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you very much.
And I was born to praise you.